And now this is a dictation for Kenneth Benley, Bentley, January 4, 1949. Addresses a letter to Sarah Sisco, S-I-S-C-O, Claire VA, 3214085. Dear Sarah, a follow-up for Mr. Benley, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. History of urinary retention and hydronephrosis, last visit in June. He is chronically incontinent of urine, is using the Pure Wick device, follows urology Dr. Witzke, W-I-T-Z-K-E, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, no nausea, vomiting, no bowel problems, stable weight, has a sleep apnea, but not using the machine, forgets. Other review system right now is negative. Medication list review, takes no blood pressure medicine, supposed to start Ozempic. He asked questions about any side effects affecting the kidneys. Still taking also Jardiance. Present weight 264, blood pressure 166/88 by nurse, morbid obesity. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal tenderness, stable edema, non-focal. I repeat, blood pressure 142/70 on the right side. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Through the VA, the day of visit, which are not available. He also had a CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis through McLaren November 11 to see if there is any recurrence of malignancy. Based on that, they are going to decide to remove the medical port on the right upper chest. Next paragraph. Prior chemistries, creatinine fluctuating between 1.6 and 1.8. Previously, minimal anemia, prior metabolic acidosis with high chloride. Other chemistries in the past were normal, PTH elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD. Stage 3B, not symptomatic, awaiting new labs to assess progression. We are monitoring anemia for potential EPO treatment, metabolic acidosis for bicarbonate replacement, phosphorus for potential binders, levels of nutrition, potassium, calcium, secondary hyperparathyroidism for potential vitamin D125, blood pressure in the office is acceptable, takes no medications. We discuss about the use of Ozempic. I have no objections as long as he's able to tolerate without significant upper or lower GI symptoms. If no recurrence of malignancy, he will have the medical port removed. His kidney disease likely representing the prior urinary retention, obstructive uropathy, as well as diabetes, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension, prior exposure to anti-inflammatory agents that were discontinued, continue to follow.